これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には、問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して、1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながら、メモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Conversation 35
Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Well...I'm invited to my cousin's birthday party on Saturday afternoon, but I don't have anything planned for Sunday.
Then would you be interested in going to the seafood restaurant you were talking about? My sister went there last weekend, and she said it was really good.
Oh, really? I'd love to. I'll see if I can make a reservation online. I heard it's very popular now.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 36.
Okay, everyone. Please sit down with your 4 group members.
I'm sorry, Professor, but which group am I supposed to join?
You are in group number 3. No, sorry. Group 2, actually.
Thank you.
Question 36. Which group should the man join?Conversation 37.
The weather's nice. Do you want to go for a bike ride this afternoon?
Sure. Where should we go?
Let's go to the park and then stop at the convenience store on the way home.
Yes, that sounds good. And let's not forget to wear our helmets.
Question 37.Where will the man and the woman go first? Conversation 38.
Our flight leaves in 2 hours. Do you want to get something to eat?
No, I'm fine. I'll stay here with our bags.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to get a hot dog and a Coke. Are you sure you don't want anything?
Actually, a hot dog sounds good. But could you get me a coffee instead of a Coke? Black and no sugar, please.
Question 38. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
Do your parents ever listen to their favorite songs from when they were our age?
Sometimes. I showed my mom how to find the music she likes online.
What kind of music does she like? My dad likes the songs from his favorite TV programs.
My mom likes songs from movies. I wonder if your dad and my mom ever listen to the same songs.
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct about the speakers? Conversation 40.
Did you know that you can watch NHK World TV programs at Narita Airport?
No, I didn't. Are they in English or Japanese?
Everything was in English. When I was there last week, I watched the news and a program about Japanese culture.
I wonder if they show them in Chinese or any other foreign languages in different parts of the airport.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 41.
I'm going to South Korea tomorrow on business.
So you'll miss John's birthday party, won't you?
No, I'll be there. It's in 3 days, right? I'll get back just in time.
Oh, yes, you're right. His party is in 3 days.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Thanks for agreeing to read my article for me.
No worries. I'm enjoying it. I still have a few more pages and I'm done.
Take your time. I probably won't work on it again for another few days.
Great. I have guests coming this evening to stay at my place for a day. And they will probably keep me pretty busy for the next 24 hours.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 43.
You used to live in Switzerland, didn't you?
Close to Switzerland. I lived for 5 years in Austria.
What do you miss most about Austria? The skiing, the people, or the language?
I think I do miss the mountains a lot. They were so beautiful. But I never learned to ski.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 44.
What did you do during Golden Week?
I went home to Niigata and ate lots of seafood with my family.
Oh, I miss eating with my family so much. I had to stay in Tokyo and do a part-time job.
Oh, I know how you feel. I did the same last New Year's vacation.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Excuse me, is this your bag?
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. I totally forgot it after the great lecture. How did you know it was mine?
I was sitting just behind you when you left.
Wow, that is so kind of you to run after me.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
What movie would you like to see this evening?
How about Life as a Dog?
Isn't it a comedy? I feel like watching an action movie this time.
I'm glad you said that. Life as a Dog is an action comedy movie.
Okay. That should be good for both of us then.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Where are you planning on going for your vacation?
Taiwan. I have a friend who teaches English at a university there. What about you?
I don't know. Maybe I'll just stay around here and read books.
If you don't have any plans, why don't you join us? Sarah's also coming with me.
Really? That's fantastic. It'll be my first trip to Taiwan. Thanks.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
You look tired.
I had to stay up all night writing a report.
What report? You're not talking about the history report due next Monday, are you?
Yes, I am. I wanted to finish it earlier so that I can go on a trip to Hakone with my family on the weekend.
Wow, you are so organized. I don't even know yet what I'm going to write about for the report.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
How long have you been playing the piano?
Well, I first started taking lessons when I was 5. Then I quit when I was in junior high because of schoolwork. I started to play again after I became a university student.
Why did you decide to play the piano again?
One day I heard my friend playing Beethoven very well, and I thought I could also play it if I practiced.
Question 49. When did the man stop playing the piano? Conversation 50.
My son is into origami these days.
Wow, that's interesting. I thought origami is more for girls.
Some of his male friends are really good at origami, and he was fascinated.
I heard there's a special origami shop in Tokyo.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 51.
Did you see Mr. Brown wearing a suit and tie today?
Yes, I thought it was very unusual. He always wears a t-shirt and jeans to work.
He's probably meeting with the president. I saw the president's car in the parking lot this morning.
No wonder. He looked different than usual.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 52.
You're from Kagoshima, right?
That's right. Why do you ask?
I saw the news on TV about a volcano erupting in Kagoshima yesterday. I hope your family is okay.
Oh, that's the one in Kumamoto. Thanks for thinking about my family.
Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 53.
I hear you're going to Ireland to study English. I envy you. I like Irish music.
I'm just going for a semester from September. It's a student exchange program. An Irish student will come to our university.
Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know yet, but if you're interested in Irish music, I'm sure you can be friends with that Irish student.
Question 53. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 54.
Your daughter is taking all sorts of music lessons, isn't she?
Yeah. She takes piano lessons on Mondays, violin lessons on Wednesdays, and singing lessons on Fridays.
Wow. She must have a lot of musical talent.
I don't know about that. It's my wife who's making her take music lessons. She likes music. I guess she wants our daughter to have the same hobby.
Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
My leg hurts so much.
Could you tell me what happened?
I was playing soccer and I fell down.
Well, you have a cut on your knee, but you won't need to go to the hospital.
Do you think I can play again next week?
Let's wait and see. For now, take care of your knee.
Thanks, I will.
Question 55. Which one of the statements is correct? Question 56. What does the woman say the man should do? Long conversation 2.
Okay, class. For the next writing task, what do you know about the seasons?
Winter, spring, summer, fall. My favorite is summer.
All right, good. Why summer?
Because we have time off from school and the weather's nice.
Those are good reasons. Anything else to add?
I love going to the beach in summer.
Good example. Thanks. For homework, please write one paragraph about your favorite season. Tell me why you like it.
Question 57. Which season does the woman like best? Question 58. What does the man ask the class to write about for homework?
それではリスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Fresh air means cool, unpolluted air in natural surroundings. It certainly doesn't exist everywhere. In some countries, the air in cities is so polluted that bags of fresh air are taken there so people can take a breath of it. Inside closed rooms, air soon loses oxygen, which we must breathe in order to live. When you sit at a desk, your breathing is shallow. That results in tiredness and you cannot concentrate. Exercising in the fresh air, in contrast, causes us to breathe deeply. We take in more oxygen. That results in more energy and a better mood. And it even works in bad weather. If you feel tired and worn out, get out in the fresh air and greenery. In a study in Korea, doctors sent 43 elderly women on an hour-long walk in the woods, and 39 women for a walk through the city. When they checked the blood pressure of the women, they found that those who had walked in the woods had much lower blood pressure. A study in Japan has also shown that walks through the woods lower blood pressure and heart rates, and reduce stress. In addition, they found that walking in the woods causes natural killer cells to become active. These cells help the body to fight diseases such as cancer.
Question 59. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 60. Which one of the statements about the Korean study mentioned in the monologue is correct? Monologue 2.
Earl Grey is one of the most popular flavored teas in the world. This British tea is typically made from a black tea base flavored with oil from the peel of a bergamot orange, which is a citrus fruit with the appearance and flavor somewhere between an orange and a lemon. It is believed to be a hybrid of the bitter orange grown in the Mediterranean area and a sweet lime grown in Southeast Asia. Although Earl Grey tea was made popular by the British, it was not a British invention. Flavored teas are uniquely Chinese. Early Chinese tea masters constantly experimented with ways to make their teas more exotic to capture the attention of the Chinese emperors of the time. They also wanted to do business with foreign merchants looking to return home with the unique flavors of the Far East. A tea master in China blended the first Earl Grey tea as a gift for Charles Grey, who later became Prime Minister of the United Kingdom in the 1830s. Charles Grey's wife, Lady Grey, loved the tea so much that she entertained guests with it. As it became very popular in London's high society, many tea companies started to produce their own versions of Earl Grey tea.
Question 61. Where was Earl Grey tea first invented? Question 62. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct? Monologue 3.
Do you know who invented the automatic dishwasher? It was Josephine Garris Cochran, an American woman who was married to William Cochran and led a comfortable life in Illinois. Her husband William was a successful businessman, and the couple often had dinner parties in their large home. She even had servants to clean up afterward. But one morning after a party, she found that some of her good dishes were broken. She was so upset and decided to wash the dishes herself from then on. It wasn't long before Josephine wondered why no one had invented a machine to do the job. Soon, she came to think that she would invent the first commercially successful automatic dishwasher. But she had a hard time trying to hire a mechanic to build her machine the way she wanted. she finally found a man named George Butters to work with, and her first dishwasher was built in 1886, 3 years after her husband died. Josephine thought her invention would appeal to other housewives, but it was only popular among hotels and restaurants, maybe because it was expensive for a regular family to buy. She opened her own factory in 1897 and personally sold her machines nearly up until her death in 1913.
Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. Which one of the statements is correct about Josephine Garis Cochran?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。